So I want to thank everybody for coming today, and I bless everybody here today. Happy Valentine's weekend, right? It's all about love, right? So what is love? Love is like, you know, last night, you know, the question is this, you know, you get up here and you say, okay, God, I'm going to do a talk, right? And God says, what are you going to talk about? And you go, and because I'm a listener, I really listen to the messages that I hear from God. And I says, God, I'm going to talk about love. And, you know, the whole world just gets interrupted. You know, God says, well, why don't you talk about this about love? Why don't you talk about, you know, all these possibilities about love? And it's kind of like frightening. So like last night, I was listening to the wind. Did anybody hear the wind last night? Yeah, was that wild? It was wild wind. It was like Mother Nature saying, hey, I am winter. Hear me roar. Right? We haven't seen much snow up in the hills where I come from. There was about that much snow this morning when we woke up, which was nice because that wind just was, you know, letting you know that winter's not done. I haven't even arrived yet pretty much this year, right? So it was like listening to the song of the wind, and I felt connected because all of a sudden I was looking for answers. I was looking for, like, you know, how do I do a talk today about love? Right, when there's so much pain in people's lives and different things. And I think, well, it's all about self-love, like Steve so wonderfully said. Steve's been my teacher for like a long time, so I always listen when he's talking about something. Most of you have been teachers of mine, and that's really wonderful. But, you know, I come here today, and Ty's singing, and Celine's playing music, and Richard is playing wonderful piano. So, you know, I thought about that last night, and I said, you know what, I have to just marvel at what these people do and how they awaken my soul. Music just makes me want to dance and sing and laugh and be part of it, right? So I found this wonderful expression called walnuts, right? And it's like, this is by Rumi, okay? And it's about love. So I think, well, this has got to be appropriate, right? Because I'm looking for answers from God, right? So it goes, philosophers have said that we love music because it resembles the spear sounds of union. We've been part of a harmony before, so these moments of troubles in bass keep our remembering fresh. But how does this happen with these dense bodies, right? How do we let love in with all this mind stuff that we have going on? Full of forgetfulness and doubt and grieving. It's like water passing through us. It becomes acidic and bitter, but still urine. It retains watery qualities. It will put out a fire, so there is music flowing through our bodies that can douse restlessness, right? So we can get moved through this expression. Hearing the sound, we gather strength. Today, I was like hearing the sound of Thai, hearing the music, hearing the melodies of these people working together in the most harmonic expression. I was like, oh. So I hear that, and I know that, you know, Ty's back, and everybody's in love, and this is a really wonderful experience, right? So we experience love this way today. This is how we open up our morning. We experience love from Ty. We experience love from Celine. We experience love from Richard, wherever Richard is. And so hearing the sound, we gather love. We gather strength. Love kindles with melody music. Music feeds a lover composure and provides form for the imagination. Music breathes our personal fire and makes it keener. The water hole is deep. A thirsty man climbs a walnut tree growing next to the pool and drops walnuts, one by one, into the beautiful place. He listens carefully to the sound as they hit and watches the bubbles. A more rational man gives advice. You'll regret doing this. You're so far from the water that by the time you get down to gather walnuts, the water will have carried them away. He replies, I am not here for the walnuts. I am what the music they make when they hit. Ah, right? Is that right? And this one here is for Ty because this is very beautiful. You that come to birth and bring the mysteries, Your voice, thunder, makes us very happy. Roar, lion of the heart, and tear me open. Yeah. So we asked, you know, I've been studying this wonderful book called The Magic of the Soul. It's by a friend of mine named Patrick Habula. And I'm giving a class on this week, so it's going to start on Tuesday, but it's fantastic. But one of the things that he says, and, you know, I'm trying to open to love, right? And I've got wonderful, I'm going to take the glasses off because now I can't see it. Now I can. See that? It's like, now you're on, now you're off. I can see you. So one of the most beautiful things is that I'm looking for love. I'm looking for the expression. I'm looking for all that I can be on this planet, right? All of it. Because I know it is so full and rich of love, right? So I want it. So I'm open to it. So I have teachers who are teaching me different things. I have teachers who say, watch where you are, look where you are, and accept all that you are. Accept all that you are. So I love what you said about acceptance, and it's acceptance. So I came in this world, and I was doing great, and I came when, you know, had all these trials and tribulations growing up, and then I separated from my family for quite a long time, and fear came in, and resentments came in, and I stuffed those puppies down really hard and long. And then I was thinking that, well, I'm whole, I'm complete, and I'm trying to get into relationships, which is, you know, what we do. Relationships are nothing but an experience to see our own selves, because it constantly comes up. But it gives us the freedom to look at our own selves and say, okay, these are things that I need to release, as Steve Blunt so beautifully put. It's in that releasing. It's in that releasing of old ideas and thoughts that we come into the beautifulness of being present, as Rumi says, being present as the walnut hits the water. You know, that's the presence. That's the beauty. So here's what we've been doing. I've been studying this. This is a great book because it's really changing some of my values. So I'm accepting me for who I am. I'm getting rid of some of the emotions that have been set up in the baggage that has been set up so long ago. And I'll tell you, I cry now. I never used to cry. I mean, because crying when I was, you know, in that mode of survival, as if I cried and showed any kind of whatever, you know, I was preyed upon. It was like, you just don't do it. You're not a street person and cry. You just don't do it. I mean, come on. If you cry, it's like everybody just sees you and goes, whoa. Let's take advantage of this situation. So in that process of being who I was and growing through all of the who I am, I'm learning now to accept who I am. So I'm releasing a lot of stuff, a lot of baggage is still coming up because I have new teachers teaching me how to release some of that stuff. You know, I have teachers who teach me that, you know, anger is not a bad thing, but it needs to be, you know, part of, just realize it's part of you. Okay, so I accept it. Somebody, you know, they used to tell me, my girlfriends would tell me, you're a little angry. Well, no, I'm not. I'm not angry. Me, come on, get on. I don't show anger. And then I started realizing that, yeah, maybe sometimes I do have anger. Maybe there's things that I need to look at inside of myself and just let go of. Right? So I've been reading this stuff, and this is wonderful because, when you ask God, show me love, a lot of things happen. So I was reading this one line. It says, and this I read a couple days ago, and I read it again yesterday morning. It says, you are a spiral of loving light flowing in all directions. So I started, you know, envisioning this loving light and spiraling in all directions, you know. And then my wife, you know, was going to, she sings with a Agape choir, which is, Agape means love, but she actually goes with a bunch of people to these senior centers, right, with a bunch of seniors. And yesterday she was going to a nursing home. And we have this little dog, it's about this big. It's 4.5 pounds, it's a Chihuahua, right? Very small little dog. But it's we've been with the dog since, you know, a month out, a couple, whatever you can get a dog when it's young. And it's my daughter's dog, and we've given it nothing but love. And the dog has given nothing but love. And we kind of trained it to be a therapy dog. So we went to this place. And yesterday was a nursing home, and I went, and I said, well, I'm going to go. I want to take some pictures of my lovely wife while she's doing this. And You know, I walked in and they wheeled all these people in. And I kept saying to myself, I said, you know, I am a spiral of loving light flowing in all directions. And I would take my little dog and I'd put it on this wonderful lap of these people that are wheeled in. And they've got, you know, they're in a nursing home. So there's a lot of difficulties that they're challenged with in life today. And I would just look at them. I'd put them on their lap or I'd hold them while they patted them. And I would say things like, God, you're the expression of God. You're the face of God. And I would say to the next person, Namaste, I love you. And then I'm whispering these little words of love to every single person that I'm passing. I pass the dog to every single person there. Okay, the dog felt like, you know, come on, what's going on? Can I walk to the next? There was such a grace because I was looking for that love. I was looking for the love in every single person's eyes. I was looking for that response that says, yes, I am connected with God, that I am spirit, that I am whole. Even in their moments of being whoever they are, I accepted them for exactly who they are, which was wonderful expressions of God. And I'll tell you, they opened up to this. They opened up and they felt it. I could see these people who were in this wonderful space right at this moment saying, yes, I am God. I am. And whatever that was, they were feeling the dog. They were touching the dog. They were holding my hand. And this whole experience, just because I kept on, you know, pulling in the experience that I wanted to experience God and love in the fullest vibration, was such an incredible experience. And my wife is singing, and they're doing these things. They got clown hats on. There's a whole group of them. And everybody was in at the smiles. You know, the whole joy of seeing these people in vibration was fantastic. So I experienced these kind of things because I opened my heart and my consciousness that says, God, I want to experience more life, more love, more intimacy with my spouse, with my family. I'll tell you, someone came in today and they said, you know, I've been here for a few times. I'm really enjoying coming here. And, you know, one of the things that I'm experiencing is that my children are going in different directions. And I thought that I was a really wonderful man. And he is a wonderful man. I could just tell. But, you know, that whole thing of, like, letting go of your child, even though it's like you want to be there and guide them and say, no, don't go that way. You got to go this way. And you got to go this way. And then you get that freedom that says, I got to let them live their life, you know, because I love them enough to live their life, and I trust spirit that they're going to be fine. It's hard for me. I want to, like, you know, I want to make sure that my child is doing all the right things. And I can't. I have to let them go. And that's a love that is really deep right now. Because I want the best for her. And so I just opened my heart. I said, okay, God, what do I do here? I trust. I trust letting them go. I trust letting them, you know, I can guide them. I can say a couple things, but I can only say some things. I have to really trust spirit to say, it's all in good hands. It's all in good hands. You know, we've trained them enough, and we've been with them enough, and we've given them enough of our life that they can take this next step. They can take this next part of their journey. You know, and that's love. That's like letting go. It's a big thing for me. It's like, whoa, I want to. So I thanked this person that came in today and spoke these words because it was, you know, in his thing, he says, I need to accept exactly what is, no matter what. And that's that self-love. When we can finally accept what's our love for ourselves, when I can finally accept myself and say, yeah, I've got some, you know, things of, I got some shadow side. You know, and I don't have to just stuff it deep. I can actually let it come out, you know, and honor who I am. Patrick Havula says, I got to find my glasses again. I always put them in that last place, you know. Okay. All right, who moved my bookmarkers? Had to be somebody, wasn't me, right? So it says, my shadow, right, which contains all of my weaknesses, is an important part of who I am. And by embracing it, I become more whole. And this is what I have. I have teachers, and Patrick is one of my teachers that I talk to once a month. He's kind of like a coach. And then I have other teachers that I speak to every couple of weeks, and they're like a coach. And you know, I don't mind going to teachers and finding, you know, new information, because I am so thick, like that poem said, I am thick. The mind is thick. It's like all this stagnated water or whatever. You can't get through. So I go to a life coach, or I go to somebody who can, you know, who I honor and says, you know what? You are beautiful, and you're a beautiful soul, and you're just a wonderful experience expressing God in the way you are, but accept who you are, the all of you. And it's like, whoa, okay, so I do. And I mean, I'm working on it. And I am. That's what I really want to say. And by letting out the darkness, it becomes exposed to the light. So as I finally realize that I am this person, and it's not a damaged person, it's just the experience that it has all, I got tags back there saying, you got 5 minutes to get off the stage, or they're going to take you off the stage. So I have this, you know, beautiful idea and this expression that if I accept me for who I am today, exactly as I am today, then I can be more loving to you, because then I love me. And when I love me, I can be more loving to you. And that's important. Because so what we do is we open up ourselves, our beingness, our wholeness, by just allowing ourselves to be whole just the way we are. So it says, so this is an ongoing process. It becomes exposed to the light, the darkness. It is an ongoing process, and periodically I'm confronted with my own shadow, my own resistance to it. Each time I'm willing to see my weaknesses honestly, I become freer. Each time I accept my deepest inner entheosis of soul, I become more whole. And isn't that why we're here? To experience love in its greatest way? Isn't that where we come to religious science, science of mind, this wonderful center, to experience more of our wholeness? There was a wonderful affirmation. I think I was supposed to read an affirmation too at one point. There was a wonderful affirmation. That affirmation, it says, experience the wholeness of you. Can we get that back up there now? So that's what we're doing. We're experiencing our wholeness. So everybody here, I love you. I love you. I celebrate the allness of you. You know, in the meditation today, it was really a nice meditation, but you warmed your hand up, and then you took your right hand and you put it over your heart. Everybody do that for a second. Just rub your hands. Ah. Put it over your right heart. Put your right hand over your heart. And take your left hand and put it over that. And just feel that beating and knowing that you are the essence of love. You know, so like in my experience today, it's like all about love. It's the experience of being. It's the experience of absolutely knowing, perfectly whole, that we are complete children of God. In every expression, in every light, in every thought, we are God. We are God in every sense. So as God expresses through us as us, we express as God. Because God just wants nothing for us to be and to know that we are totally one with God in the expression, in the beingness, in the love that we are. We celebrate that love. We celebrate the beingness. We celebrate the allness. We celebrate all that we are today, all of us, as a whole person, complete. We accept our faults, our shadows, our ill effects, and we just soothe that over with knowing that we are full of love too. So it's a wonderful canvas that we create in our life. It's a wonderful exploration of art and science and mind and continuum of God. It is light pouring in, and we are light pouring in. And as we allow more light into our heart, into our life, into our expression, it just eliminates the darkness that we are. As we accept who we are in our life today, we allow more and more of that perfect idea of God expressing itself through us today. We are whole, perfect expressions of God. We are that light. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you.